Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. I'm so thankful for what God is doing in South Florida, and blessed to be a part of many pastors that are coming together and saying, let's be unified. Let's pray together. Let's see God do some things in our region. Let's see God do some things in South Florida. And so we've been praying together. And for the next 3 weeks, pastors from across three counties are going to be teaching and declaring the same message. And that message is that we should love like Jesus. Look at somebody and say, love like Jesus. And the vision for this is simply that we come together and we be unified. And we not just speak the same message, but we reach out to others that are broken with compassion, caring for the most vulnerable among us in the name of Jesus. So we're going to be talking about loving like Jesus, and we're going to be talking about how loved people, specifically today, loved people love people. Will you just say that with me? Loved people love people. In the English language, we use the word love really loosely. You know, I love my car, I love my iPhone, I love my Android, I love those shoes, I love that paint job. And love is something that we throw around, but when God talks about love, He's talking about something different. He's talking about true love. He's talking about love in its purest form. And love like that is the greatest force in the universe. The Bible tells us that type of love never fails. And the Bible also tells us that God is love. So when we begin to understand that type of love, we can love like Jesus. We're not talking about an ordinary, not a cultural, not a watered-down love. We're talking about the love of God. And that is the challenge for us, right? To love like Jesus. 1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with our words or speech, but with actions and in truth. The Apostle John wants us to know how the gift of God's love through Jesus inspires and compels us even to find ways to love each other. Jesus laid down his life for us, and this love was costly. It cost him something. It was born of deep sacrifice. To love like Jesus is to seek the best for others, even if it's costly. Our world is it's a broken place, and it's desperate for the love that God has. Every time you see frustration in the world, every time you see brokenness in the world, every time you see pain, heartache, remember, they need the love that comes from the Father and that comes from His children. And to tell you the truth, we're all in search of true love. How many can raise your hand and you know, they can identify? We're all in search of true love. There's this place, there's this void in each of us where we're searching to find this pure love, this true love that only comes from God. And sometimes, unfortunately, in the world, we can fill that up with different things that is not the love of God. We can fill that up with flings. We can fill that up with material possessions. We could fill that up with material things. But God wants us to fill His love. John says, if you want to know what love is, look to Jesus. Dying on the cross, sacrificing for even his enemies, surrendering his life for you and me. That's what love is. Just stop for a second and think about how deep that is, how deep God's love is. He left, this infinite God left heaven took the form of a common man, was born in a humble manger to a humble family. He was rejected by his people and the people that should have accepted him. He was wrongly accused. He was sentenced to death. He was wrongly accused and he had a public, shameful, disgraceful, painful death. And he lived a blameless life, but he bore the consequences of our sins. He became the perfect sacrifice to pardon our sins, to remove the curse from us. That is the immense love of God. When we begin to understand God's love, we fix our eyes on Jesus. By fixing our eyes on Jesus, we understand more of what his love is. Hebrews 12:2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. I've noticed as a father that love costs you something. Love is costly. I know you probably see me and Pastor Corinne up here singing or preaching on Sunday, but it doesn't matter how many times I preach or how many times I sing. When I go home, I still have to be a dad, and that's costly. It doesn't matter if I've preached a bunch of times. It doesn't matter if I've had meetings after church. When I go home, Ariella's going to want me to throw her up in the air 25 times. And the kids are going to want me to go around outside and kick the soccer ball with them. Love is costly. And all the parents said, amen. Amen. Love is costly. And God's love is not cheap. It's costly. 1 John 3:16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us. Now watch this next part. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So this second half right here shows us the response that we should have to the love of God. Once we've experienced the love of God, we should have a response to the love of God. That is to lay down our lives as Jesus laid down his life for us. It's the nature of God's love to be shared with others. God's love is contagious. When you really get it on you, you spread it. When God's love is in you, it just seeps. If God's love is on you, it's going to get on other people around you. Because loved people love people. Loving others is really a test. Right? It's a test to see if God's love is really on you. If you've been saturated, if you've been permeated, if you've experienced the love of God in a deep way, it's going to show. So that's a test, right? That's a test. And that's exactly how John describes it in John 3:17. He says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Willingness to love others through acts of service is a test to see if God's love is in us. Loved people love people. How can we say we have love and not have pity on people that are going through difficulties? How can we see someone suffer and show no compassion? It is a love test. Look at somebody and say, it's a love test. God's love is expressed in the hearts of believers through sacrificial service to others. Loved people love people. How many here have experienced broken promises? Like somebody promised you something and then they didn't come through. All right, we have some people in here that have not experienced that yet. God bless you. If you have experienced broken promises, you know what it's like to be let down. Somebody said they would do something and then they didn't do it. You were anticipating, you were excited for something, or you needed someone to come through in that moment of need and they broke their promise. Love without action is like a broken promise. Love that isn't expressed through service is like a broken promise. Here's how John the Apostle concludes this phrase, these scriptures in 1 John 3:18. He says, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." John wanted us to know that love requires action. Look at somebody and just tell them, love requires action. Love is going to require you to do something. It's as if John knew that many people would hear the word and respond without action. John knew that it was a common human response that this message just become words only. So he explicitly says, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions. I believe many Christians have good intentions that never lead to action. And I believe that grieves the Holy Spirit, because our love should have action. Jesus said, "They will know you're my disciples by your love." I don't think he meant by, "Hey, I love you." I think he meant that other people could look in and see how we treated each other, how we cared for one another. And that's actually what the early church was doing. He said, "They're going to know you're my disciples by the way you love each other, by the way you love those that you serve, by the way that you love your neighbor." John wanted us to take action, and so did James when James said in James 2:17, "So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." Can you imagine that? Our faith is dead and useless without good deeds. Our love is useless if it does not lead to action. There's something about our love. There's something about our faith that requires deeds. It requires action. It requires some act of service to activate, to show, to express, to demonstrate that it's alive. I want to demonstrate that our love is alive by showing compassion for those that are going through difficulty. Love should have legs. And love will always cost you something. It costed Jesus greatly. It will cost you something as well. It will cost us something as well. Maybe it's time, maybe it's money, but it's something. David said, "I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing." There is something about making a sacrifice. Love is not complete without that sacrifice. I think about when you have a baby, and all the mothers and dads, you can say amen to this, but it cost you something. There were some sleepless nights. There were some times you didn't want to wake up. There were some times you had to get the bottle in the middle of the night. There were some times you had to change diapers when you didn't want to change diapers. Right? There were some times that baby was crying and you had to stay up instead of get sleep. That love cost you something. Love is sacrificial in nature. Love is costly. Love that does not act is a counterfeit version of love. I don't want to be in relationship with somebody that just says they love me. I want to be in relationship with people that show they love me. And I want to show it right back. It is a counterfeit version of love that has no actions attached. Love is more than just nice words. Love shows up, takes action. When God demonstrated his love for us, he didn't write a sonnet. He didn't write us a thank you card, a get well card, I hope you make it. I know sin's a booger. He showed his love by giving it all on the cross. Love requires action. Love requires action. He laid down his life, and we're called to do the same. Whether it's making a box to send to kids at Christmas time that shows that somebody cares. Maybe it's finding a place to serve in the church. Maybe it's taking somebody up underneath your wing that just came to faith and needs somebody to show them the ropes. Ask yourself, how can I put action behind my love? Maybe it's sending supplies to Jamaica, to places that have been affected by the storm. How can we love with action? John said, don't let your love just be words. Don't let your love just be a speech. James said, faith without works, it's useless. It's nonsense. It's just a shell of something that it doesn't have a core, a heartbeat in it. I want our love to be expressed, to be demonstrated. And that's the challenge for all of us these next few weeks, is asking, how can my love have legs? How can my love be expressed? Jesus said, to the least of these you've done it, you've done it like you were doing it to me. The way you treat the broken, the way you treat the hurricane victim, the way you treat the one that's life is in shambles, the way you treat the one that's just lost a loved one is how you're treating Jesus. I want to love like Jesus. I want to love like Jesus. I want our church to be a church that loves like Jesus. Will you bow your head? Let's pray together today. God, I thank you for each and every person that's here today. You're challenging us to love like Jesus, and that requires sacrifice. You want us to love our neighbor. You want us to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. You want us to love the hurting and the broken in our city. You want us that when doors are opened to love on people, that we step through and we respond the way that you would respond. That we love like Jesus. Stir in us a heart of compassion. That we take pity. That we say, how can I be of assistance? How can I be the hands and feet of Jesus? God, as we go throughout these next couple weeks, God, touch our heart. Move our heart. God, if our heart is dull, God, move us. Break our heart for what breaks your heart, God. We want to love people like you love people. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I've drifted or I'm missing it somewhere. And I need to connect with Jesus in a real way. I want him to take the lead in my life. I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it his way. I want to live a life that pleases him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. I want to pray with you right where you are. If that's you, just slip up your hand and let me pray with you. Amen. That's powerful. When we say yes to Jesus, that makes all the difference. When we say yes to Jesus, it moves mountains. If you say, man, I've drifted, but I want to reconnect with him. Or if you say, Pastor, I don't know if I've ever connected with him, but I want to connect with him today. I want him in my life. I want him leading. I want him to be my king. I want him to be my guide. If that's you, slip up your hand and pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for giving it all. Dying on the cross for my sins, for my brokenness. And I'm sorry for the times I made mistakes, the times I sinned against you, the times I sinned against others. Forgive me. Give me a clean slate. Apply your perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. I need you to lead me, to guide me, to give me the strength to live a life that pleases the Father. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.